Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Larry from the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. As you can tell, I sound a little under the weather. So that's why we didn't record this week. We didn't want to take the chance of infecting Josh, Ryan, or April with this. This is awful. My throat feels like it's on fire. I barely have a voice. I literally have a bruise where my sternum is across my chest where just from coughing so violently. This is cold. I wish upon no one. So we had to take the week off. As to why I'm doing this, they told me I had to do the voiceover or the whippings would continue. So with that said, we are unable to bring you a new episode. So we're going to give you a bonus episode from our Patreon. This is from June 12th of this year. It's Beer City Media, the movie is the title. And I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, sign up on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcasts. That's patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast. Now on with the show.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for another week, another brand new episode of another show. I'm here, the Illuma Mommy, April. My husband's here.
Hello.
Josh. Ryan's here.
Yo.
Larry's here.
What up, my homeboys?
And girls?
Yeah.
No, just the homeboys.
Oh.
I'm a misogynist today.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Somebody believes in natural selection.
So I want to start off by...
I went full incel today.
Yeah. Want to start off by talking about something that Ryan actually just brought up.
Okay.
Before we started recording. Now, it was April 3rd that we all had our last cigarette. Because we were all bad boys and girls and we're smoking.
Smoking outside the Shoop Kitchen studio.
Yes. So we all took a vow to quit smoking and made a pact. I believe it was just between Ryan and Josh.
Yep.
Whoever
breaks the pact
yep. and smokes owes the other person a steak dinner. Yep.
And I think the reason why we did it was because both April and Larry, you guys both kind of had quit already. Like you both
it wasn't
you
difficult
hadn't smoked
for either
in like
of us.
2 or 3 weeks, right?
Right.
April?
It's because you didn't want to lose.
Well,
I'm pretty
stubborn.
It's a better incentive to have that. I don't think it was anything that I think the idea of that was like, hey, you know, I want you to quit like I'm trying to quit. And so the incentive is, hey, you know, if we do fuck up, then you pay the piper. But also at the same time, it's kind of like you've kept on. So I'm going to reward you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, hopefully we'll. Maybe re-signify a new pact because spoiler alert.
After you pay dues, which
who's the one paying dues here?
Rad Dad 2019.
Cancer Dad 2019.
Oh
no, there is no 2020 though. We know that. Just be Dead Dad.
Dead Dad 2020.
Mm-hmm. Lumpy Dad 2020.
Josh Zombie Dad.
Josh goes up to the pew. He's like, it was a delicious steak dinner. I'm gonna miss you.
Bald Dad 2020.
Cancer treatment's going great, guys. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to talk about a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. Chemo Dad 2020.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Stop it.
My friend, I knew it, but I appreciate the honesty
because you could very well have not
just kept.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is if you had worn like your jacket, you could have still thought like, well, I'll spray it and stuff. Believe me. April has a nose.
Oh, I know. That's part of why when
human,
I came
human
here,
human beings
I was like,
are born with noses. It's...
Well, thank you.
She has a strong
nose for smelling smoke.
It's
if you've ever had a DUI check, you'll know about the nose.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my child yelling into the register.
Sounds like he's upstairs directing traffic. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This reminds me of that video of the guy talking to his son.
Child, where's your bed? Oh, shit, it's dad.
Get your blanket. Oh, my God.
No. So, anyways, yes, Ryan.
Birth control, 2019.
See, I take the microphone down now. He's yapping away.
So
he's like, 4 score and 7 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Ryan lost the bet.
True.
And we decided.
Look at him on the monitor.
He's
got his face right in the register. Just yelling.
What a turd. Originally, we had talked about going to a local top shelf.
Probably, I would say the chop. What is it? The chop.
Chop house.
Chop house is probably Ruth's. The top.
Yeah, Ruth it's Chris. Ruth's. The equivalent of a Ruth's. Chris. Yeah. Right.
How much is a plate of there, Larry? Because I know you.
I mean,
been there.
The couple times we've been there, Aaron and I walked out, probably paying.
Sounded like you said dime a tab.
I'd say $150, $175 for the two of us. Which is still not the most expensive steak dinner I've ever had. I had at the Atlantic Room, which is on an. Really? Really? First rule of podcasting, do not interrupt.
And that's how loud he is with that register closed. It's not even open.
We went to the Atlantic Room, which is located on a PGA golf course, a pro course in South Carolina. And we, oh my, it was the best steak I have ever, ever ate.
How much was that steak, Larry?
I don't remember I just remember Aaron and I walked out paying $250 for two meals.
Ooh, baby.
Damn.
And she didn't even get steak. She got scallops.
Ooh. Ooh.
They were like the size of my fist, these scallops.
Jeez.
Like, I'd never seen scallops that big before.
What kind of steak did you get?
I got the...
Describe in intense detail.
Yes, please do.
No, because I'm hungry.
That'll be fun.
We'll do an ASMR video of Larry describing steaks.
Ribeye, which is my favorite cut. I would say about that. Yeah, you're right, Asher. About 2.5 inches thick. Yeah, it was a steak. Yes.
This is. If you might think
you might open the valve.
Yeah, open the.
Oh my God. Here,
if anyone wants to know what parenting is like, this is it.
Oh, I think it was open. No. Okay. Hey.
Okay.
Where's Mickey?
So now that I've pulled this down, he'll start talking.
Yep.
But it was about a 2.5 inch thick ribeye steak.
How are you?
A good.
Hey. Zombies.
What's the thing that you say that he reacts and laughs at? That you said on the one of the last.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
The tiny prisoner upstairs is copying us.
Zombies.
Zombies. Zombies indeed.
Yep.
Indeed.
Movie fart.
Two-year-old. Does he laugh when you make fart noises?
Oh, yeah.
He's laughing silently. Yeah.
So anyway, steak dinner. Delicious.
So we decided that we didn't want to break Ryan.
So no, he came and asked.
I pleaded to the pod family court. And actually... In some ways, I thought it was a good deal because now everyone's getting a steak dinner on my dime.
I get the bigger steak.
And I don't have to cook.
Yes.
Oh. Usually I'm the grill king.
I actually kind of want you to cook it.
Maybe you should do a little oversight.
How about you buy the steaks, give them to Larry to have Larry prepare?
Just simple seasoning. You need to...
My sister's
Lowry salt and pepper. Is she good at seasoning?
She's
just let her
really
do it. Yeah.
She'll.
I don't want to die. This to me is a treat, not having to worry about anything.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So we're gonna have steak, potatoes.
Oh yeah, you guys pick the sides, whatever you want. I'll cook up some veggies on the.
I can help. You know what? Do you mind if I help?
Go ahead.
Since I may have smoked a cigarette with you last.
What?
Whoa. Whoa.
I wasn't going to say that. See, my thing is,
I know. I was feeling guilty.
I'll come out with my own.
This is my good friend. He could have easily said that, you know.
I love my friends, so I wait for them to. They're the ones that have to be honest with themselves. So I was honest with my.
Scandalous.
He came over and he went out for a cigarette to smoke, and he's telling me this.
We're not coming anywhere. You stay.
Did he say come here?
Come here. He follows me all around the house going, come here, mom. Come here, mom.
That's funny. Anyway.
Now he's hitting them.
He's construction going on upstairs. Is he putting up an addition? So he told me the whole thing, the deal that he's smoking. Mm-hmm. So he goes out for a cigarette. I'm like.
But it's all. But what made me sad at that moment and what I realized with buying that pack was I thought, you know, it's just going to be harder if I decide, like, oh, okay, I'm just going to keep smoking now, mm-hmm. especially when we coming here and right. or band practice, which those guys quit too. So it's mm-hmm. like everybody's always trying to quit, and I just need to stick to my guns and not be that guy. So
yeah,
it wasn't like a happy thing. I was just like, great.
So I'll make the
now I owe potatoes. Josh a fucking steak dinner.
I'll make the garlic mashed potatoes.
Okay, deal.
So anyway,
no, I kind of want you to make your. Bacon mac and cheese.
Ooh,
is that what you want? Yes. Homemade mac and cheese with yes. bacon in it?
With the bacon and you put, what is it, sausage or something in it? Or hamburger? Or
chorizo.
Yep, yeah, that's the one.
That's so good.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, that's been Ryan Fucked Up Corner.
Now, it's not whether you got knocked down. It's whether or not you get back up.
Mm-hmm. True. That lighter, that's to light fireworks for my girls. Mm-hmm.
To light right. the grill.
I like the grill.
The steaks.
Okay.
You know what's you know what picks me up?
Hmm.
Video games.
Indeed.
And
this is a week for it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, breaking the fourth wall, we're actually recording while E3 is happening.
Bethesda's conference, yep. right?
Mm-hmm. We're right smack dab in the middle of Bethesda's.
I'm trying to think of...
Nerd!
Between... What is the biggest, would you say, like the... Because I was excited earlier from CD Projekt Red's announcement.
Nerd!
Both of you.
Indeed.
But hey, you chimed in on that chat, too, but that was for the sale, actually.
Oh, I knew he would appreciate that, though. And he was the one that found the $3 NBA game.
See,
that's brand
to me,
new.
It's like I wake up on a Tuesday and all of a sudden there's a new game out. And it's like Christmas.
Sure.
You guys know every single game, the date, the time exact, stamp that it's going to come out.
I really don't.
And then the rest of your year is shot. You don't get cool surprises like a game just randomly showing up on the shelves.
Josh knows that stuff. Honestly, I didn't even know when Red Dead was coming out. And that was like my most excited game.
Yeah, like all of a sudden it was like, oh, there's a cowboy game out.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it was like, holy shit. And then I bought it, and I'm like, no. Nah. I only buy like the triple A titles, mm-hmm. maybe two a year. Mm-hmm. That I'm
yeah,
like, I gotta get it. Like,
I'm the same though.
But yeah, no, and I mostly my Xbox is full of like Jackbox games, which mm-hmm. I live stream coming Those soon.
Yeah,
I'm gonna figure it out. Or indies. Like I like a good indie. Mm-hmm. And like I just beat Shovel Knight and was like, I was euphorically happy. Like I'm like, I spent 2 years trying to beat this game. It was hard as fuck, like Super Metroid, old school hard.
I own Udo on four different consoles.
Oh really?
Yes. It's fun.
Have you I don't know if you can beat that. I mean you probably won.
No, but it's a good games. online.
It's great.
Playing.
It's Wait, one of game? The funnest Uno.
Yeah,
you bought it on four consoles.
I have it
now?
On my Switch. I have it on my Xbox. I have it on my PlayStation. And I have it on my iPad. Hey, it's free on the iPad. Though.
You know what though? Uno is a fun game.
It is.
It's a great game.
That's why I like Jackbox too.
Yep. Anybody can play.
What I get mad is because you can go. I'll go on Twitch and try to play Jackbox with other people.
Yeah.
But they mm-hmm. like most people won't let you join.
Oh really?
It's like what's the point?
Steak dinner night. Uno night.
Yes.
Oh.
I know exactly where my cards are too.
Ooh, that's fun. But, so yeah. Anyway, yeah. Any big? We'll try not to go crazy here mm-hmm. because obviously people want to hear us chat more than just us.
And we do
me
have
and Josh chat.
Well, we have the people that like the video games. So, I
True.
Mean,
I'm going to keep this brief.
I'll try.
couple of right. things you're excited about.
Hold on, I'm going to set my timer for 90 seconds.
Oh, I like it.
Hold on. I have the convenience of, I have a list of what came from the Microsoft panel.
Okay.
That I'm just going to reference.
Okay.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
I'll go ahead.
Mark, it's set. Go.
Well, the first thing that Microsoft showed on their panel was this game called The Outer Worlds, which is made by the people that did
Fallout
New Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Yeah, that's an immediate, like, definitely going to play that. Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
I'm totally stoked for that because the original Ori and the Blind Forest is what I'm playing through now. That's my game, like, my main game after Shovel Knight.
It's a Metroidvania that did it right the first time and probably do it right the second time.
Gorgeous. It's fucking gorgeous. It looks like Pixar on a video game screen.
Sure. There's, of course, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Amazing.
That looks amazing.
Jedi Fallen Order?
Dun, dun.
I want to see Jedi Law and Order so bad.
I thought that's what he said.
Right. There was the Blair Witch game that was announced.
Interesting. I thought that was Alan Wake the whole time.
Everybody thought that was Alan Wake. Yeah. But yeah, it looks very interesting. I definitely was taken in by that. There was a game that Garrett, I think, will really like. It's a new Minecraft game.
There's a new Xbox coming out also.
Hold on, I was getting to that.
We're about to run out of time in about Scarlet. 5 seconds.
Oh, whatever. Well, I only have a few more games that really caught my eye anyways.
Larry's like,
y'all are horrible.
Wake me up from this nightmare. Great Xbox sale also on right now.
There was also that game 12 Minutes. Did you see the preview for that?
Looked great. Interactive thriller.
Keanu Reeves.
That's literally all I got from E3.
2077.
Yes.
Looks great. It is about video games, but basically what I love is when they show actual gameplay footage. And that they actually took the time to show that from Cyberpunk made me more enthused.
Dude, I'm back to Star Wars SVU, man.
I saw you tinkering around.
Job on
there.
The Wonga.
Chusa. Be se Wonka Chewbacca. Chewie, is that you?
Crime we will solve. Court you will go. Double parked you were, sir.
So yes, they're
Jedi Order. Fucking
stop
court.
With that tea.
We got you dead.
Even
right.
Though that's not my name of the film.
We got you dead to right, Chewie.
Oh,
you
God.
Put the Millennium Falcon in the wrong area.
You parked it.
You double punked that million to thousands.
Jedi
completely tripped on millennia and just kept falling through the Falcon part of the word.
Jedi Fallen Order.
Traffic court.
I love it. I would play it.
I would say we still have a couple conferences left on Nintendo, Square, and Bethesda's happening. We're not watching it. But
what's this Wii stuff? Don't drag me into this.
Oh, well, eventually. I'm not watching it. Eventually. I will. I won't watch the Bethesda. I'll just look at the highlights. But
your brother's going to post about it in like 10 minutes. Yeah.
But the biggest game for me this entire thing will be Final Fantasy VII's remake.
Indeed, yeah. I would love to see the footage of that. And then that was one I've been doing this
remade
thing
for the 13th time.
No. This is a complete remake of the game.
And it looks amazing.
100% remake.
It does look good. But it'd be like...
So the story will be different and everything?
Yes. They're going to be adding stuff that they couldn't add to the game when they originally made it. Graphically, everything's going to be different.
Oh, fine, you yanked my nerd chain. That's like one of my all-time favorite games.
Oh, me too.
It looks...
Yeah. God amazing. Damn it, Larry.
but my poor wife, though, when I was like, yeah, this will be like the ninth time I buy Final Fantasy VII.
Well, you said you bought the eighth time. You bought it for your Xbox or was it for
Switch.
Your Switch?
That close to a haircut, April.
I had credit, though.
Oh, it was credit.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's the one thing I love about the Switch, by the way. I didn't even notice this because I would go to the checkout and I'm like,
sweet, I got 26 cents.
Well, mine, I hadn't bought anything with the coins for a year.
So I literally went to buy South Park, and it was like, do you want to just pay for this? And
yeah, coins? I think there's one like, game I can't remember what it was, but yeah, it was like $10 game. And I was like, oh crap,
that's a really cool bonus that they added. I wish they had achievements. That's the only thing I wish they had.
I've heard rumor that they're coming.
Sure. Here's what I would want.
What's that?
Only because I don't care what my Xbox number is. I don't care about my trophy count. Mm-hmm. Any of that, because but if that stuff counted towards money I could use,
I think you're
with PlayStation. It does.
Oh, it does.
With PlayStation, if you do Sony rewards.
Oh, see, that's a separate thing I have to sign up for, and probably
takes you 10 seconds.
Right, but like I've played all the games on it. Like I'm done playing.
I get that. Just saying.
So I got jacked.
Well, I'm just saying that is.
It should just be part of that. No, see, make it part of the thing. So I don't have to sign up and give my dick print and send in my blood sample and a stool sample.
It's the blood of
saliva swab.
You can't leave the sample. You can't leave the Sony rewards program room until we get your dick print.
That's the thing. Look, we're in the future. I was expecting like flying cars and moving style. No, it's pooping in a box.
And rewards programs everywhere.
Welcome to Applebee's. Do you have the
rewards my gosh.
Card?
No, I have a wallet this big. Where am I going to keep all the rewards cards?
I'm sorry.
You can do it all
on
your phone.
Do you have the Applebee's credit card?
Now I'm going to hunch over my phone and type in every freaking number.
Oh, yeah. They have a thing where you can scan your phone now.
You know what? It's all stupid. All the reward cards are doing is they're just basically tracking your every movement and all your purchases.
Okay.
April has them all.
Wait till 5G hits.
For real, though? I do enjoy the fact that I can go to Starbucks and they scan my watch and it pays for my Starbucks.
I do that. Apple Pay. I love my Apple Pay.
Yep.
I've forgotten my wallet a few times and it saved me at the grocery store.
Yep. Side question.
Except for Walmart doesn't have that.
You're right.
I was very upset.
Got a side.
Well, I mean, well, it's Walmart.
They have their own app that you have to enter your Apple Pay into.
That's hell no.
So stupid.
No way.
I got a side question for you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you go to a Starbucks, what do you order?
Oh,
what I order more than anything else is their cold brew.
Okay.
You're into the cold brew with a little cream in it.
Nice.
Or a little milk. Ooh, it's so good.
It's very good. I actually was not a big fan of cold brew until I started getting it from the actual Starbucks. Cause I would buy, my drink that I love is a caramel macchiato. I'll get the small caramel macchiato, and it's like...
It makes me think of gangsters for some reason.
Oh, really?
The macchiato.
Macchiato. So I loved it so much, I bought the cold stuff that you can either drink cold or heat up, and it just didn't taste right. Mm-hmm. And then I ordered one, and it's perfect.
It's magic.
It's better at the store. It's the same thing like Guinness. You go to Ireland and you drink Guinness, you'll be fucking heighty-tighty, fucking skipping down the street.
Eating your Lucky Charms.
Eating your Lucky
Washing
Charms.
Yourself with Irish Spring.
Exactly.
Yeah. I actually bought a cold brew maker.
Oh, okay.
So you can make your own cold brew.
Nice.
At home.
It's not bad. It's actually surprisingly good.
It is. A summer day.
Oh, nice.
I don't normally go to Starbucks or any of those places. So
when you get coffee, what do you usually do?
Oh,
if you're going for black coffee, just good old fashioned gas station coffee. It's like
it's fine.
It works. Dunkin' Donuts is really good.
He's done half and half of like Tim black Hortons. Coffee and then like the vanilla French vanilla latte or whatever that comes in the machine.
Oh yeah.
And that's good.
But that's what if I'm at a gas station. But if we go to Big B, I never get coffee. I always get Red Bull smoothie.
I didn't know they had that.
It sounds like it would
kickstart your
heart.
Yeah,
no kidding.
it's just a regular Red Bull. Just does a smoothie.
This is your heart.
Yep.
But
I gotta hurry home and play video games.
It's very rare I go to Starbucks.
Hold on, then do the laundry, then do the dishes, then do the.
She's like, all in 10 minutes.
Yes, you're getting me ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be upstairs waiting when you're done.
Yep.
When I do have Starbucks, it's because I'm going with April. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I don't go out of my way to go to Starbucks, but Erin loves going there. So
yeah, it's a nice treat for her from time to
She's
time.
Always got a gift card too. Like I don't think we've ever paid for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, no,
I probably
tell her to. Do you guys do Groupon?
Yeah, I do.
Because look out, they sometimes do Starbucks Groupons where you pay $5 and get a $10 gift card.
Damn.
Yeah.
But the last time that we went there, she got me a s'mores?
Yep.
Coffee?
It was the s'mores latte.
It was very, very good.
It had marshmallow whipped cream.
I've had the Frappuccinos.
What do you think?
They're fucking awesome, but I'm not going to call it a coffee.
No.
To me, that's not coffee. It's a dessert. Shake. Yeah.
Yes.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
But exactly. It's not coffee.
But my heart is, you know.
Exactly. And that's the thing is like the caramel macchiato, I have to do the small because if it's any bigger than a small, I fucking feel it.
You do.
I feel it more than even like back in the day when I used to be like a Kyle and drink a bunch of Monster Energy.
I've got to watch whatever video that is because I'm not getting the reference. Is it a video or something I haven't seen?
It started, it was kind of like any time that they would reference like the construction worker with the monster tattoo, his name was always Kyle, and then it kind of sprung from there. And now they've like...
Oh, okay. So for me, it was always, we called them Chads.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. Okay. It's just a different name.
Yeah.
I have a cousin, Kyle, so that kind of makes it funnier.
Yeah. I know a few.
Is he a Kyle?
No, he's actually a vegan.
Oh.
He's like a hipster type.
No, he's super smart. He's like,
he's got style.
He is extremely smart.
He's not just Kyle. He's
Lyle.
He's gone beyond Kyle. He's out Kyled every Kyle.
He's transcended Kyle.
He's transcended Kyle.
What's the like the evolved form of Kyle?
I don't know.
Kyleidoscope. I wish you could have one back.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Every day.
That's what this show is about.
You know, even like, if this was a video game and I was like for Forza Horizon, I'd press the back button. Back me up 15 seconds.
Rewind. Yeah.
Throws his arms in the air and falls off the screen.
Now I want Starbucks.
I know, I do too.
Yeah, who's going on a run?
Nose goes. Let's see. So
yeah, what's been going on with April and Larry? Because we kind of let Ryan and Josh go off about video games. Anything new? Any trailers drop? Any new music? Any new movies you're interested in? TV?
Favorite butt.
I know this is
favorite celebrity butts. Yeah, I mean we
J-Lo's. Always Chris Pratt.
Really? Interesting.
Did you just say Jay Leno?
Jay Leno.
Oh, I thought you said Jay Leno.
I get a great name.
Jay Leno.
People love my ass is the greatest.
That was a good setup, actually.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for that great amazing setup on my ass.
Have you seen all my 25,000 antique cars?
I gotta tell them, each one has my ass print in it because I've been sitting in them for so long.
If you smell it, it smells like a new book.
It's old and musty.
Right.
Sorry, I heard Jay Leno.
Jay Lo. Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
She can't sit on my
cock-a-doodle-doo, said the rooster, as the morning dawn came.
But movies, I know this sounds stupid, but I'm looking forward to Life of Pets, too, because I like Life of Pets 1.
All the actors in that are great.
Yeah. Although, who did they replace? Comedian
what movie?
Jerked off in front of the
Louis C.K.
Yeah.
What movie are you talking about again?
Secret Life of Pets 2.
Oh, we never saw the first one, I think.
No.
Really?
It's on Netflix. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God. You guys would
it's
love
really good.
That. It's a good movie for you and the fam, man.
Yeah.
Check it out. We like it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of those movies are better than the live action stuff you see. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Then there was another one.
We feel that way about Lego movies. Too.
See, I haven't seen those.
They're so funny. You would like it because they have that just enough adult humor for you to be like, I know what you're talking about, and it's not dirty.
Because there's, I don't mind dirty. It's more violence. I just,
dear, he's taking the cover off the register and is jamming his blanket down the thing.
Josh is going to go take care of this boy. So anyway, okay. So you mentioned that you mentioned Secret Life of Pets 2.
Yeah.
April, what are you listening to lately?
Right now I'm super heavy into listening to Lil Dicky.
Oh, he's amazing.
I love him. I'm obsessed. God, like he's just so good. Mm-hmm. And I'm really impressed with how many like big artists he has on that first album.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to pick a favorite song because they're all he does like comedy rap,
right?
But he's a fantastic rapper.
Yeah.
He's very talented. So I mostly have been listening to Lil Dicky. I have been getting deeper into Billie Eilish.
Said that when they showed that Gears of War trailer and she was singing. I was like, oh, this is great, but I don't want to
see Gears of War. I just want to like listen to this album.
So yeah, good. I can't believe she's as young as she is.
Wow.
That one just fell out. That sounded like an old barn door.
A little bit, but I immediately pictured a BB just firing back and forth on like a steel tube.
Aaron brought home Taco Bell.
Oh, it's okay. Dear. That explains it.
I brought home Little Caesars, but I ended up having PB&J.
I would have been better off with the PB&J.
Hence being old, man. There's just no way. And what you nailed it when you said that. You're like getting old.
Exactly. There's no more fun. True. I just had that Taco Bell, and now I feel like someone shot me in the neck with a tranquilizer dart.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like crap.
Which means it's going to be a long night.
Dude, it's going to bleed. I know. It's to the point where it bleeds over into the next day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like still sluggish the next day.
I can't eat pizza hardly anymore. Anything with bread just turns me into a piece of shit. Like wheat bread with PB&J on it, that's okay. It's doable. It's enough bread
to... It's the shitty, worthless carbs that...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just destroy me. Anyway.
Mm. Not that it stops me, but I know it does affect me, though.
Okay, so April...
You know where... What April and I are really excited for, we got an announcement. No, we're not pregnant. Fuck that.
No.
We have something even better. Even better. This Friday, this upcoming Friday, both children are gone. We have a night off. We haven't had a night off from our children in over a year.
Can I suggest activity, or do you already have it planned?
We're planning on, we're going to go see Endgame.
Yes! That's what I was going to say. It's so fucking good.
Yep, we're going to go see Endgame.
Best 3 hours of a movie I've had in so fucking long.
We're talking about going out for drinks and appetizers.
You know what you could do?
And
you
sex.
Could put them, okay. You could put them together. And
sex
actually,
and appetizers?
Booze and movie.
Ew.
If you go to Celebration, I think
give her your mozzarella stick.
Hell yeah.
Celebration North, they have a bar in the front where you can order drinks before you go watch a movie.
Oh, we're going to AMC, baby.
Okay.
Reclining.
See, yeah, we love
Star Theater. Where's
Star Theater. Old Star
the AMC
Theater.
On Alpine.
Yeah, it's great.
Because it's got the reclining seats.
Yes.
And they're like love seats, so you can like put the arm up and
I love that place.
Oh, it's the best.
Get your bucket of popcorn and
I can't go see a movie anywhere else. It's ruined other theaters for me.
I can't watch movies with you two.
Why?
Because you eat your popcorn before the movie even starts. Such sacrilege.
Wait, we do?
Yes, you guys have told me this.
No.
Well, I mean,
You've
told me
totally.
That.
Yeah, we're
gone.
We're like halfway through the bucket before trailers even start.
The trailers haven't even started and you're done.
For me, it's that's only when
sacrilegious.
We're home. When we're home and I have a bowl of popcorn. That's
was at the theater. I remember this was a potty slam episode.
It's true. We burn through popcorn.
We have, but normally
you can get
it's
refills.
Not a, well,
good God.
We get a bucket
that's
of popcorn.
Great
we don't
if I
want to
shit my brains out the next day.
They give you like a bass drum full of
you just
like one of those full of popcorn.
Get a diarrhea pang and just grab the bucket.
Yep,
that's how the popcorn shits out too. Just
you eat the bucket of popcorn, then you use the bucket of popcorn to
shit it.
Exactly.
So okay, considering that was potty slam, let's just round the horn. What do you like to put on your popcorn?
Oh right, okay.
You're at the theater. What are you getting before you walk into that movie?
Well, I usually
before
go
I
with...
walk in there, I'm getting nothing.
Right.
It's once I'm in there, that's when I purchase my items.
I said that in the actual theater. Like,
okay.
The
I know I'm fucking with
you. Okay. So basically, I get into the movie theater. I always go with the large bucket of popcorn with a large drink. And usually,
what do you get to drink?
I'll do the brisk iced tea. Mm-hmm.
With a little lemonade in, or just icy?
Just straight.
That's
but
good.
A little bit of lemonade is actually a great idea.
I like to squirt a little lemonade in my iced tea.
Yeah,
it's good. Okay.
Like a mismatched Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, I like more Arnold than Palmer.
Yeah,
I'm imagining the Arnold is the iced tea part. I don't know.
I figured.
I think part of the
I am the tea.
The experience for me is I always have to do the popcorn because the ticket's usually super cheap because I have like a military discount, which is great.
Yeah,
and. the popcorn is really just like kind of the meal of the experience.
It's like the most expensive thing per gallon you can buy, mm-hmm. I think.
But it's so fulfilling when you're in the movie theater and it's just
there's
like,
something about the way that specifically movie theater popcorn
I've come
tastes.
Close. I have I use coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then and that gets as close as I can get to movie popcorn at home, but it's just
I
not
it's,
quite there.
It has
it the
something
butter?
To do with.
I think it is
because they use it, that butter.
I think it's just like oil.
See, I don't.
I don't
know
even think it's butter.
It looks like it's clarified butter.
Mm-hmm. If you go to
we
may have cracked the code.
Yeah. If you
I have to go get some ghee on the way home and see if that helps.
If you ever are ever at Gordon Food Service,
yes,
they have like the stores that you can go in,
mm-hmm.
they have
the butter. No, I'll die.
It's liquid.
I know.
Man dies just upon finding out where movie theater popcorn really lies
enough to take a bath in it.
Mm. It tastes so good when it hits your lips.
So we got iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you put butter? Do you put any seasoning?
I definitely put butter and on the popcorn with a little bit of salt, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned
that's
garlic.
Tough to do.
Garlic
you just
salt.
Tip that salt like that, it just.
Yeah. Yep. It's like the lid just flew off your salt shaker.
It's like, let's have the finest granules of salt. We'll have pencil sized holes on the top of it.
It's always so good, though. Good Lord, is mm-hmm. it good.
I think the secret is also that salt.
Yeah.
Everybody has a method. I know April brought up on either a podcast or another mm-hmm. Patron episode, but basically she said she took a straw
mm-hmm.
to give it good, like,
yep.
You want to even
put the straw, you ram it up onto the butter nozzle.
Ooh.
I know. Sexy. And
what
you
is
put
that
it,
lady doing?
You put it in your tub of popcorn so that's that the butter gets all the way down to the bottom, because a lot of times if you just do the butter, like push the button and squeeze it on top, then it's all on the top, and that's
you just
not...
see some homeless guy like, that's my new kink.
He's jamming a straw down his dick and pumping butter into it.
Oh, reverse sounding.
God, that's
butter
gross.
Sounding.
Throw up.
God. So yeah.
Get a buttery homeless dick here.
So yeah, that's Friday night. We're gonna go see Endgame. We're gonna have
amazing. One of the greatest cinematic experiences I've ever had. Honest to God, I put it in my top 10 movies of all time.
Wow.
Movie of the year?
Yes, hands down. Honestly, and I at Black Panther is a phenomenal movie.
She actually just watched that the other
it's
night.
It's so good.
It was. And it was never really on his radar. I had to wait and watch it by myself because he was
that's
like not
did
interested.
Did you
I had reviews I had to get done.
So you didn't watch it?
I caught the end of it, and I was like,
the ending is really powerful.
I was listening to it as it was as she was watching it. But I mean, I know I probably should watch it. It's just that night
got amazing reviews.
I had reviews I had to get
phenomenal.
Done.
Phenomenal.
So.
Like it's almost as good as Endgame, but Endgame just destroys everything.
It doesn't feel Marvel-y.
And that's what I
same,
like.
It really is. It's like in a league of its own, really.
I love the sister in that movie.
Yes.
The scientist sister. She's yep. like so nerdy, but like hilarious and mm-hmm. just cute. And I wanted to jump in the movie and be like, give me a hug.
And then just Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, fuck. Mm. Dude, he is ripped. And he's such a good bad guy. Mm,
he is.
Like, it's funny because the Coogler, the director, did Creed, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Where he's a good guy, and right. then he does this flip hill turn, and he's like really bad. But you sympathize with him,
right? You understand where he's coming from, considering the situation.
I love the end when he says the thing where he's just like, "I'm just a kid from Oakland" or something mm-hmm. like that, and I just like it just humanized the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's so good, and it's not about the like. I get people getting upset with they just made a movie for black people. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a white guy who hates my life. Let me just punch my dick for a minute. It's like, dude, this is a great story
mm-hmm.
about a character that's in the comics has been phenomenal for a long time. I mean, technically in the 90s, Wesley Snipes was like petitioning to get this thing made.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wanted to be Black Panther. This has been a great story for a long time. And that's why I think. That's why I think these comic book movies are progressively getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, they are out there
movie storyboards waiting to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one reason why the fan...
I'm making popcorn while you guys are talking about this.
I'm so hungry for popcorn now.
The fan base is so dedicated, and you guys have seen Infinity War, right?
Oh, yeah.
Josh,
yeah.
And April? One of the best of the Marvel movies. Super fun, I thought. You didn't like it?
Where's Blade?
Blade? Are you talking about the Vampire Hunter Blade? Oh, no. Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
You think he should be in this?
He's it. That's the Marvel Universe.
Oh, it is. I didn't think about that.
There we go. Bringing it back around. Yeah.
I love the first Blade movie.
I love the soundtrack.
The soundtrack's amazing.
The soundtrack is good.
It's all hip. It's all not hip hop. It's all
industrial
and club stuff. Club stuff, yeah.
The third one is the best.
Okay, Ryan Reynolds, lover.
It's Triple
H. He's hot in that movie. He is real hot in that movie.
He looks a lot better than he did as Van Wilder.
He did.
He shredded his abs out.
Mm-hmm.
I had a big crush on Jessica Biel in that one, too.
Could have just left it at a crush on Jessica Biel.
I forgot she was in that.
Yeah, she's hot.
Triple H is in that, too.
Oh, he is. I remember seeing that.
He has a little Pomeranian.
Dope.
I love a wrestler with a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. You get Chewy into the movies.
Oh yeah, for
we're
sure.
We're gonna have a Beer City Media film eventually one day, and just have Larry like Dr. Evil with a Chewy in his arm.
Can I be the Claw from Inspector Gadget?
You can totally do that.
The Claw.
And I'm just the one that.
It's hard to talk like that. I'm the one that just got thrashed doing that.
I can do that voice. Really. Oh,
damn!
You sound like the dragon from The Hobbit. Yeah.
Okay. They make a Beer City Media Productions movie with us as characters.
Who
plays who? One. Who are the actors who play us?
Mm.
I'm saying Chris Pratt plays Ryan.
Yes.
Aww. Okay. Yeah. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the fat guy from
Simon Pegg?
No.
Or the
Nick Frost?
Nick Frost.
No. The guy from Balls of Fury.
The main guy?
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
I can't think of his name either, but...
He's only been in that movie, I think.
He's only been in a couple movies. Well, he's actually in the new Harry Potter movies.
I thought Jack Black would play you.
Yeah.
I would... That is perfect
right?
for you.
I dig it.
Nick Offerman would play Larry.
Ah! Yeah.
That's like the best casting ever.
That warmed me up. That made me feel good.
All right, so who's going to play as April?
Yeah,
Amy Schumer.
Perfect.
Ooh, so we have Amy Schumer, Nick Offerman,
Chris Pratt,
and
Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
I would see this movie.
I would too.
I'm pre-buying tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the plot?
Oh, God. There's no plot. It's just like our podcast. There's no
they do a podcast. Okay. And they talk about if they...
No.
We discover a new conspiracy.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so the episode or the movie's this. We find a conspiracy online that no one's covered. And I'm like, hey.
Except for the website that we found it on.
Well, I mean.
Ryan's using some microfiche or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a black.
It's been there, but no one's seen it.
So it's like a.
It's a cold case.
Yeah.
A cold case. Mm. But the details get
cold
really.
Cold case of two-hearteds.
Derailed.
You silly son.
That's what it. There's a beer related conspiracy.
I find it on the dark web. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, guys,
what was that one movie? The two Canadians.
Oh, Strange Brew.
We could do like a Strange Brew reboot, but it's based
Nick Offerman and Chris Pratt.
Because there's a beer shortage.
What?
I'm already worried. It's being done on purpose to raise prices of beer.
No, I will not stand for this.
Exactly. So Ryan's... And it just rolls out from there.
It's a beer-spiracy.
I like that. But I want to roll real...
All the tie-ins, we could release our own beer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is
Letterkenny
good.
Did that. Letterkenny, yeah.
Trailer Park Boys did, too.
Yeah, they have their own beer.
I love, fucking love both of them. Yeah.
There'd be a beer for each of us. There'd be the Ryan's.
Okay.
Blackout Brew.
Rye PA.
Rye PA.
Oh my God.
If that's my beer, that's what it is. Okay, so Larry's beer.
A lager. It's going to be Larry's lager.
Larry's lager.
I love lagers.
Perfect.
I just got a picture, like a artist drawing.
Josh has
of his...
got like a coffee stout,
yep.
I think.
Yep. Oh, coffee definitely. Stout, totally.
Beard stout or some sort of
beer.
Josh.
The ice beards. The ice cold beard.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cold beard. And so.
And Aluminum always got to have the wine.
Yep.
No, I'm thinking no. Soft parade style, like a fruity like a beverage, fruitier, like a Smirnoff.
You can just call it April.
April.
God damn, we are like $1 billion ideas.
I like how
tonight.
We didn't flesh out the movie, but we've got all the shit we'll sell you.
We've got all the merchandise.
All the merch is April. Ready to go.
Oh, that's like,
check
that's
out
like
shop.spreadshirt.com.
We got to work puppets in somehow.
Oh, yeah.
For the kids.
Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. A Muppet version.
It's like saying
there'll be a Muppet scene because Larry brought his special brownies.
Oh, yes! I love that. Okay,
so hallucination scene. We're all puppets.
I love it. And Jack we're doing Black. We're doing a podcast as Muppets.
As Muppets.
Oh my God,
Josh the Snuffleupagus.
Yeah,
got this big trunk. As
how would Jack Black say it though? Be like. I
like you.
We
don't want John. We don't want him to be Jack Black. We don't want him to be you.
Yeah.
Right.
So Jack Black has
but
to play you.
He always has his mannerisms that he works into.
Not all movies.
That's true.
When he did a movie where he did. I think it was about a guy who was taking care of a woman who died.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
It was called Bernie or something like that. And he really focused. Like he's a good actor, so he would definitely focus on being the other side. Like Nick Offerman, honest to God, that is perfect for Larry. Just
Chris Pratt, Parks and Rec, pretty much Ryan.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
I got a new band.
Mouse Rat.
Yeah, love that band. I love that show.
That's
I mean,
a great
that's
show.
One
but
of the, that's,
yeah,
that's why.
So we got Muppets. We've got beer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, 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 yep. Okay. Okay. So the actual plot of the of said movie.
Wow.
No, and I got a question for you as the music guy, because I'm gonna come to you after this, but I'm gonna talk this plot out. So we find out there's some weird beer conspiracy. Mm-hmm. So we air an episode.
Yeah.
We do the episode. The episode comes out. Fans are going crazy. Mm-hmm. We've grown our fan base to insane amounts, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden the government starts showing up. We got the weird small Asian dude knocking on the doors like, hello.
That could be Ken.
Ken Jeong yep. or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and the rest of the movie, we're like trying to dodge like Men in Black.
Actions, some car action sequences.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. So what there's about, us driving around. But hold on.
Oh, no. If we do a car action scene, it has to be all of us piled in a mail truck.
Yes.
Just like a high speed 35 mile an hour car chase.
We're on foot. And then we realize. The post office. We jump the fence and yeah.
Yep.
So but we bring in all things from our show, right? Mm-hmm. So the initially that first knock comes from A Man in Black, one of our top downloaded episodes.
Oh, I like it.
And then we bring in a Puckwudgie who just happens to be snorting coke in a hotel room.
There's the hookers.
that guy's a real character. Ooh. So you bring in everything. Like we have O.J. Simpson in the movie. We have Gacy Anthony playing like a truck stop whore.
playing one?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll just get like raw footage.
Starring as herself.
Mm-hmm. Bitch. O.J. Simpson drives us.
There you go.
No!
In the white Bronco.
Oh my God.
There's just footage of like the cops following us and we're just sitting in the back.
And the only reason.
And the whole time, the four of us are screaming at Juice to speed it up because he's going 35.
And the whole time he's driving, what is he saying?
Was it me?
Yeah, okay. And the penultimate moment, we get off at an exit and there's a guy who's supposed to set up a roadblock sign, but he's too inept. And accidentally fires off his rifle and takes out the tire of the Bronco. The actor to be played as the cop on his first day, Ryan Stiles.
Ooh, I shot the tire. I like it.
And we go careening
off the bridge.
Off the bridge or the ramp or whatever. Okay.
Where we're saved by dogmen.
Yes. Yep. All the cryptids come to show, like,
to show us. They're on our side.
Mothman comes down and just, like, picks up Amy Schumer, April.
Jesus Christ, is it the Avengers?
Yeah.
It
could be, yeah.
The fucking cryptid Avengers happens right at the end. And that's when people are like, they weren't full of shit.
What's the this moment where they're all coming in to join us and we have the men in black and whatnot opposed to us? There's got to be music playing. What's the song that's playing?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that. Mm. Because I was going to ask you what the theme song of this whole movie would be and who would do the music.
Kenny Loggins.
Okay. So we're thinking like we're thinking Kenny Loggins Top Gun era, like the what's the song from Top Gun?
Highway to the Danger Zone.
No, you're right.
No.
Highway to the Cryptid Zone.
The only song that in my brain for some reason I have it pictured is like us sitting at the table as we are now. And in the movie, and then there's a knock on the door, and all of a sudden, for some reason, Heart's Crazy on You starts playing as we're like, oh shit, we gotta get out of here, as we bust out the back door.
And the whole time, by the way, we've got like alcohol, tobacco, and firearms on our ass because alcohol is like losing their mind. Like Captain Budweiser is like, we're up to now. They revealed our secrets, goddamn alt. Destroy them. Destroy the Pod family and all the soup kitchen. Burn it to the ground.
And then at the very end, we'll roll credits. And the song that'll play at the end will just be Ryan singing the plot of the whole film.
Drunk
Ryan singing the plot of the whole film.
This... Patrons, let us know if you would buy this movie because we'll fucking shoot this with
the
Legos.
Secret weapon. We're always able to shake off the cops or the feds or the whoever. So we're able to use the soundboard to trick. With Bluetooth speakers.
Like they're coming closer to us, and then Larry hits the button, and then they're distracted by.
That's balls that go in your pussy.
And they're like, what?
It's that way.
It has to, we have to end up in some kind of abandoned warehouse.
All four of us end up in a bathroom.
Yep. And it's one like, of those really tight ones where we're all like squashed together.
And they kick in the door and they're like, who's in there? What are you doing?
Poop.
Oh, God, I'm really sorry.
Sorry about that.
Robinson, we need to back off. These guys are in the middle of a poop. Nobody storms into a bathroom when somebody's got a poop.
I mean, my God, listen to the sounds that are coming out of that bathroom.
Oh!
That'll send a man running and drop a woman to her knees.
What is that?
That's Lawrence right there. I can tell from the voice.
It sounds like a pig oinking.
So
I call it a piggly wiggly.
Okay, so the end credits music is Ryan singing the plot of the movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who do we... Okay, we cast the actors.
We cast it, yep.
The bad guys are... We don't know... They're kind of just the cops chasing us. The good... Yeah. And the cryptids are kind of pseudo-bad guys, but they become like the friends.
Oh, my God. I know. There's got to be one... There's got to be a villain, like a main villain guy.
Okay.
You know who we cast as a villain?
I have my idea.
Hold on. Yours. Bee-stung Billy Corgan.
Played by
Bee-stung Billy Corgan,
Alex Jones, the penultimate conspiracy theorist.
Oh my God!
No, but now I'm curious. Who were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, that dick!
I thought you were gonna actually say Billy Corgan,
right?
Oh my God! Damn.
Well, that's been your episode. I don't know where else we can go from there.
That's the opening scene, though. We get Kevin Sorbo to tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, but it's like a younger version of the actors, and we're at that first Comic-Con, so we're like walking up, and you've got like a mic and all this stuff, and I'm
just
like,
it even better, make it like teens.
Yeah,
we get a little creative license here.
It's okay.
So it's like they stung, like Kevin Sorbo stung these poor teens.
We
use it as motivation.
We have like a baseball cap on and like a
hey, Mr. Sorbo.
You have Morgan.
You talked when you were 14.
You have.
Well, I was thinking like kid kids. Like
you've got Morgan Freeman narrating the whole thing.
And then they went to the. post office and stole them. Hall. They stole themselves a car.
And at that time, they were just young podcasters with a dream.
With a dream.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.
Thanks, Juice. I can't wait to be the host of a conspiracy podcast.
No problem. Thank God for Uber, or I wouldn't have a job.
You're innocent, Juice.
So if Patreon, if you guys give us about $2 million, we can make this movie.
Can we, like, start a Kickstarter, see if we can get this thing off the ground?
We'd love to link this whole thing. People could listen to that.
We'll just tag Nick Offerman and Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
and Chris
why not?
Pratt. Yeah.
They'll be in.
Chris Pratt's like, I just married Arnold's daughter.
Yeah. Right?
I'm now married to Cat Pratt.
I think out of all of them, Jack Black would be the coolest with it.
Yeah.
Oh, he would love it. And actually, I think that if he listened to this podcast, he would be like, yeah, they're awesome.
Yep.
True story.
No, yeah.
He seems of our ilk. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I think that's an hour.
There's nowhere to go from there but down. So let's call it a day.
That was my most favorite bonus episode that we've done.
God.
I loved the embarrassing moments, but I think that talking about the concept of us having a movie was just fun.
I was all about the merchandising personally.
Yeah. I know you
were.
We'll
get there.
Dollar signs were flashing in front of my eyes.
Let me ask.
I actually had an announcement that I had to make that I am now a full-time editor. I was promoted to a full-time editor position at one of the websites I wrote for. And now I am exclusively just on that website, writing reviews and being a editor.
Co-owner.
And that's, yeah, I'm a co-owner of demonvideogame.com. Oh, I got a lot of work to do over the next few days.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome, dude. I'm proud of you. I think that's great. April, do you have anything? No?
Nope.
I did.
We totally had a quickie before you guys got here.
Yeah.
And
it felt so good.
I'm glad. I'm really glad. I mean, nothing makes me happier than my friends going to
bend over.
Thanks. Yeah. Means a lot. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good.
You're the host.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I forgot. Okay, bye.
Some like a bat. Some like a tall. Some like a short. Skinny legs and all. Have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Look here. There was a time when I was all alone. I had a secret. Thought I was gone. Somebody dug me. Said, now see what you were doing, brother. Still ahead of me. But when I get burnt, what you got to have, see, you could have a mother for me, yeah, come on,
a presentation of Beer City Media.